One of the great race events of the Upper Hunter is the Merriwall races, and they're happening tomorrow. Joining us to have a chat about it, Sue Bayliss. Sue, how's it all coming along?
Good morning, Andrew. Yes, look, preparations are well and truly underway, of course. The race course and the grounds all look in sensational order. Committee and some of the helpers have been flat out during the week. As we all know, our region and indeed the whole state's probably been experienced a very nice season. Everything's nice and green. And, we're just ready to go to start racing for our annual Merriwall Cup tomorrow.
So you must be thrilled about the fact that, one, the COVID issue is sort of behind us, really. You know, people can turn up and have a good old time and not have to worry about all of the restrictions and so forth that we've had to tolerate for the last couple of years.
That's absolutely true too, Andrew. We did conduct our meeting last year under the various restrictions that were in place at that time.
Yep.
This year, as everybody should know, there's no little hassle with a QR code and that sort of thing. But we do still insist that we will be running a COVID-19 safe event.
Yes.
And we just urge people just to continue with their distancing. It's an open air event, Andrew, which makes it a lot more manageable than an indoor event, of course. People can distance quite easily and just keep up your hygiene, of course. For those people who feel the need to protect themselves a little bit more, then, of course, please do so. Wear a mask and whatever. But, yeah, just those little extra administrative things like QR codes are not in place this year.
So how long has the Merriwall Cup been in existence? How long have you been racing?
Well, there you go. Now, that's another... That'd be a good question for a trivia night. I believe that the first Merriwall Cup was run sometime in the late 1870s,
wow,
early 1880s. So it's a long-standing cup. Of course, there's always a couple of intrusions into the continuity of events.
Oh, yes.
Like this, particularly say a couple of world wars and so on, and that's, it's a long-standing annual event, the whole region, the Merriwall community embrace it, and of course, we just extend an invitation to people to come on out and have a great day. It's towards the end of the school holidays, and it's a good fun day. We've got lots of other promotional activities on as well.
What time should we start arriving tomorrow, and how many races do we have to look forward to?
There's five races. It's a little non-TAB event, but
yep,
the five races. Of course, the feature event is the Morgans 2022. Sounds a little bit like a Richie Benaud thing, doesn't it? But the Morgans...
Do your best, Richie, Sue.
The Morgans 2022 Merriwall Cup, plus four other races. Look, gates open around 11 o'clock. Our first local race is due around about 1:30. We've got Fashions on the Field event, which we've been conducting for quite a few years now, and we've been able to extend it to not just the adults but also the under-18s. We did that for the first time last year, and it was absolutely fantastic fun. That'll be done, sort of early-ish in the afternoon after race two. And the other little fun event that we do is a cow cutter on the cup race field itself. So there's lots of things to do. We've got Metropolitan Racing on televisions if people want to watch what's happening elsewhere around the country. But there's lots of socialising and a good fun bush meeting to be had at Merriwall.
It's the race that stops Merriwall. It's going to be on tomorrow at the Merriwall Racecourse. Sue Bayliss, hope you have a fantastic day, and thank you very much for joining us on 2NM.
That's my pleasure, Andrew. Thank you, and come on out to the Merriwall races tomorrow.